Hey everybody, how's it going? Good, a bunch of you made it back. That's fabulous. So that was some really cool stuff that we just saw from Microsoft, wasn't it? Let's hear it. So I'm here to talk a bit about consumerization of software and then show you some cool stuff that you can do with Twilio and Azure together. But I wanted to start out by just talking about why is the progress that has been made in the world of IT, in the world of SaaS software, and the work that Microsoft's been doing on Azure. Why is it so important, and why is it so interesting, and why is it such a big change from where enterprise IT and all sorts of things have been in the past? And so that's what I'm here to talk about today, and my talk is really called, Don't You Just Love That SDK? Does It Come in Ruby? And this is really the future of IT, and this is what we call consumerization of enterprise technology. So let's get started. And really what we're talking about with consumerization of IT is the enterprise sales model being turned on its head. And really a completely different way that companies and developers are going about acquiring what they need to build their organizations and build the infrastructure that they need. And so we're part of this movement at Twilio. So quick background on Twilio. What we do is we offer infrastructure in the cloud that enables developers to harness the power of communications, to build applications that buy phone numbers in real time, that make and receive phone calls and send and receive text messages, all from the cloud and all in a simple pay-as-you-go model. And it's really what telecom used to be all about boxes is now about the cloud and virtualizing it. And that's what Twilio does. And part of what we have in our mission is we have our values statement, right? A lot of companies have values. We have our values. We call them our nine things. And the reason why I bring them up is there's two here that are really important to what I'm talking about right now. First one is empower others. And this is all about making heroes out of the people who build on our platform. The second one is draw the owl. And you're like, wait, draw the owl? That's a corporate value? Like, what's that all about? And I'll tell you what this is, because it's really important to our mission and how we empower customers to build amazing things. And it all goes back to an internet meme that we discovered like a year ago and just went around the company, and we loved it. And it just spoke to why we exist. Here it is, how to draw an owl. Step one, draw some circles. Step two, draw the rest of the f***ing owl. You're like, what does this have to do with anything? What this has to do with it is these are the kinds of people, we interpret this to be our mission, right? There is no instruction book on how we're gonna get from the first step to accomplishing what we want to accomplish. Shipping a product, winning a customer, etc., right? It's ours to figure out, and we are doers. That's why we come to work every day, is to figure things out and to ship it. And there's a whole class of people out there that we call doers. People whose job and people who love figuring things out, right? And we actually have an homage to doers on our website. We pick some of our favorite doers and highlight what it is that they do and how awesome it is. Because ultimately what we are doing and what a lot of the consumerization of IT movement is doing is enabling doers, enabling people who get stuff done, who want to tackle problems and solve problems, giving those people the tools they need to do it. And so I'm talking today about these doers and how do we talk to them. And in particular, some of the things that new companies are doing to be able to enable the doers of the world, people who draw the owl, these doers to be so powerful, such a powerful group of people. So how do you talk to these doers? And I'm going to start off with something that is sort of an interesting observation, which is a lot of people say they're an enterprise this or enterprise that, our customer is the enterprise. I believe that the enterprise is not your customer. The enterprise is not anybody's customer, because people are your customers. Ultimately, people decide what they're going to buy and what they're not going to buy. And sometimes it's in a group setting, and sometimes there is a hierarchy involved, and sometimes it's just an individual. But at the end of the day, it's about people. And there's not this name, you know, this faceless organization. It's rather people who are going to adopt your product and people who are going to make a difference. Those are the doers, right? So it's not this sort of like, you know, generic crowd of people that are the enterprise that are your customer. Rather, it's people like Roger Pinkham. That's your customer. You have to know them. You have to know them by name. You have to know them by their picture. You have to know what makes them tick so you can build something that is going to appeal to them, that is going to get them doing what you want them to do. So how do you talk to them? How do you appeal to these doers? Well, I put together a few companies that I think are really neat, and I think do a great job of empowering their customers to do great things. Campaign Monitor is one. They do email marketing, right? Great tools for designers to build beautiful email marketing campaigns. Another favorite of mine is Zendesk. They're right up the street here. They do help desk, and it's all very simple. Great tools in order to power help desk. Here's another one that I heard of, Windows Azure, and of course, Twilio. So what are the common threads among all these sites? We call them the mating calls. The mating calls of the northern spotted doer, right? These are the signs that companies and products give off that say, hey, doer, hey, person who's going to make a difference, hey, developer, we're for you. You're going to be successful by using our product. So let me talk a little bit about what these mating calls are, and you'll recognize them from all of the sites we just looked at. So let's take a look at the Zendesk page, for example, right? There's a few things you'll see. Number one, there's a tour. Number two, there's pricing. And number three, get started. These three common elements you'll see on many of these sites. These are the mating calls of the doer. And interestingly enough, it's these mating calls that tell people who want to get stuff done, who are advancing the state of technology and doing amazing things for their companies. These are what people look for in order to use our products. And I think it's really cool that Azure is down this route and is appealing to the doer in all of us. So let's take a look at this more in depth. So first of all, there's the tour. Why is this important? The tour is telling you what the product does. Here's what it does. Here are the features. For APIs, it's actually oftentimes the documentation. That's the tour. For UI-driven products, there's screenshots. Here's what you can do with the product. This sounds kind of, you know, obvious that you would have a tour and you would tell people what your product does, yet how many enterprise products do you read all the website materials and leave saying, I have no idea what that thing does? There were a lot of keywords in there, a lot of buzzwords. But really, does it actually solve my problem? I'm trying to do this. Does it do that? I don't know. Talk to a sales rep. They'll listen to what you have to say, and then they'll make it sound like the product solves that problem. That's an interesting model. All right, let's talk about the next one. Pricing. Having pricing publicly available on the website for customers to see. Think about the enterprise model, right? Can you find a price list on any enterprise product site? Do you know how much that thing costs? No idea. It's like they say, if you have to ask, well, you can't afford it. Well, guess what? We're, you know, as people, we're pretty good at trying to figure out if a product is adding value to us because we read the tour and we said, hey, this solves my problem. And then the next question is, does it solve my problem at a fair price? So tell me the price and let me make an informed decision on whether or not I'm going to adopt your product, right? Seems pretty straightforward. And the next one is the best of all, right? I've seen what your product can do via the tour. I know now how much it costs because you told me, and as an informed consumer, I can say, it solves my problem at a price I'm willing to pay, great. What next? Well, you sign up. And again, enterprise software, right, typically what you can do with it is talk to sales. That's the only option, talk to sales, right? And so these sign-up forms are critical to a doer. A doer is not going to talk to sales. A doer is working at 3 a.m., trying to solve a problem that they committed that they would solve. Or is just an intellectual curiosity, damn it, I'm going to solve this problem for my company. And it's 3 a.m., the lights are out in the neighborhood, there's one light on in the back office, someone's trying to figure something out, and you have to talk to sales, right? That kills innovation dead in its tracks. And that's what these things are about. Read documentation. Read the tour. Understand the price. And if that all makes sense, sign up whenever and wherever it is that makes sense for the doer. Get them started. Get them using the product, right? So first thing is you tell them what it does. Secondly, you tell them what it costs. And then lastly, you let them use it. Now, is this crazy? Well, it seems obvious, Jeff. Shut up. Why'd they put you up here? But this is not, we all know, this is not how traditional enterprise IT works, right? Here's one of my favorite examples. In one of my previous lives, I started a bricks and mortar retail company. And we had these printers from Zebra, and I love this on their website. How to buy. You know, my wife says I'm pretty good at knowing how to buy stuff, especially on Amazon. Right? We all know, we're all consumers, we all know how to buy, yet there's these companies out there that think that they need to educate us on how to buy. Like, change our behavior, teach us how to buy again. What's that all about? Here's the next one, I love this one. For developer products in particular, and sorry, I do call out Microsoft in this one, request a developer key. We'll decide if you can be a customer, or to get credentials, like apply, like, you know, see the request, Microsoft Advertising Ad Center, like, oh my God, you couldn't even tell me there, all you can do is tell me to go somewhere else to find out how to sign up, and then, oh, use this form to request an API key, right? Again, it's like, wait, I'm saying I want to be a customer, why are you doing this to me, right? And you've all seen these types of product pages before, right? Full of keywords, full of stuff, and it's all about chat with a sales rep, call the phone number, email us, whatever, is the only option. And that just kills the doer dead in its tracks, right? So SAP is a similar example, right? You can, you know, all you can do is give them information so that they can contemplate whether or not you're worthy of being a customer. So these sites like this that don't do anything for you and just put up a lot of fancy pictures and a lot of buzzwords that are all designed to get you to call sales, I have this theory about how these things work. It's my rule of enterprise software. Are you ready? The buying timeline is inversely proportional to the multicultural intensity of the photos. That's a 36-month sales cycle. So my key point here is, look, modern companies that are making, enabling people to do great things, the doers, enterprises withhold information, companies that are addressing the market of doers, they give information. And that's the key thing, right? Give information, let people take action. And this is essentially the heart of the consumerization of software. Because as consumers, we make decisions. Information, pricing, buy, no buy. This is what consumerization of software and IT is all about. And what's interesting is how do you build your business? What's the funnel? Where do customers come from? Well, it starts out at the top, and you've got your marketing efforts, right? We're at a great marketing event right now, right? And it's all designed to send people to the website of the product, right? And you send them to the website, well, an enterprise product, it sort of like ends there. It's like, no, sales, right? But what we've got here is the ability to now sign up. If you like what you saw and that all made sense to you, great, sign up, become a customer, start using the product. Ideally, you can get started with no risk, it'll be free. You can get started, just, you know, get some limited trial or some limited functionality, get started for free because that de-risks that proposition for the consumer. But get started. Be able to click that button. Be able to fill out the form, not have to ask permission, not have to talk to a sales guy. Get started and sign up. And if it's true, if I suspected that your product solves my problem and I sign up and it does, great. Then you pay. But what's key about this is the enterprise process puts the purchase first. So you'll talk to our sales guy, and he'll tell you, oh, yeah, it does everything you want it to do, right? How much does it cost? How much do you have, right? And then you do all of this song and dance with the sales guy, and there's steak and things like that involved, and then you buy the product, and then you find out it doesn't actually do what you wanted it to do, right? We've all seen that. That's why something like, you know, 70% of these enterprise software big installations fail. It's because the sale comes first, and then the discovery of if it solves your problem comes second. And so that's where this is so powerful, this new model. It's this self-service model to adoption. And then if the customer needs a sales process, because they are an enterprise and they have a complex buying process and multiple approvals, or they have special needs like some SLA or an enterprise paper that isn't your typical offering, it's at that point that you have full service and when a salesperson can get involved. And this is why it's inverting the traditional sales process. Because what you've done is you've made success come first and then a transaction. And typical enterprise sales is about a transaction first and then figure out if it actually solved your problem. So inverting that sales process makes a ton of sense, and that's why companies like Twilio and like Microsoft with Azure are moving to this model where you can get started and you can buy upfront with a credit card and get started immediately. But there's always that button up there, talk to sales if you need help, right? And it's tremendously, tremendously useful. So to summarize, you attract doers. Get them to your product. Get out of their way. Do not put up walls and talk to sales and all that. Get out of their way. Give them information. Let them sign up. And don't forget full service to follow up. If they really are an enterprise customer and they need extra handholding, have your sales team there able to help them. So that's the idea of the consumerization of IT as we see it, in particular how it relates to the notion of doers and how we attract doers. So now I think it'd be awesome to let's do some doing. And what I wanted to show is how Twilio and Azure go together like peanut butter and jelly. Okay, so what I was going to do, my idea here, is that in real time, in front of all you, let's build an application that uses the phone network, and in particular, let's build something that, let's build a conference call that we can all call into. How about that? So what I've got here is a shell running on my Mac. This is my Mac running upstairs. And I'm just going to create a file, conference.php. PHP is my language of preference. I learned it in the early 2000s, and it's just sort of stuck with me. So I'm a little old school in that way. But PHP is my language of reference. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start creating a PHP doc. And I'm going to start out by setting a header. We're going to return XML. And let's write an XML doc. So what Twilio does is you have a phone number. When someone calls the phone number, makes an HTTP request to your application returns some XML that tells Twilio what to do. And it's things like saying text or playing back audio or dialing other phones or dialing a conference. And it's this very simple language we have called TwiML. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to write a TwiML doc here that tells Twilio to create a conference line. So the wrapper here is the word response. And we're going to start by saying some text. What should we say? Thank you for calling the Azure conference line. All right. Now we're going to dial. And we can put things like phone numbers in there, but what we're going to do is we're going to dial a conference. And we're going to just make up a name for the conference. It's any string you want. I'm just going to call it Azure. But you know, I'm going to do one more thing here to make this a more dynamic app, and also because there looks like there's a lot of people here, and if we all jumped in the same conference, it would be complete and utter chaos. I'm going to create a number of conference rooms that we can all be dumped into. I'm just going to randomize. Let's see. We'll do 10 conference rooms. So that's going to produce a random integer, and I'll tell you which room you're calling into. Thank you for calling. Thank you for, what did I do? Oh, caps lock is on. Hello. Thank you for calling Azure conference line number, and here I'm going to echo room number. And then I'm going to add this number to the conference room. So what I'm doing is I'm creating like 1 to 10 conference rooms here, and randomly you'll pull up one. Echo room. Okay, so now let's see if this works. I'm going to pull up, the key maps are all different here. There we go. Thank you for calling conference line number 1, Azure 1. Seems to be working. Okay, but the problem is this is running on my laptop sitting up there. It's not on the public internet. So Twilio needs to talk to a URL that's on the public internet. And so that's where Azure comes in. So what I'm going to do is save this file. Seems to be working. Valid XML is being generated. No PHP errors are going on. And so I'm going to git add conference.php and git commit. And I'm just going to git push Azure master. If I didn't fat finger that, we're going to do a deployment to Azure. Oh, there we go. There we go. So now I'm going to go back to our Azure control panel here. And here's the site URL, Twilio Conference. And I didn't put it at the directory. I put it at conference.php. There you go. It is working. Okay, so now we've got a conference URL that tells Twilio how to do it. Let's go get a phone number and test it out. So I'm going to log into Twilio because I'm already logged in. I'm just going to go to my account. And I'm going to get a number. I'm going to say buy a number here. And we can get a local phone number. We can get a toll-free phone number. Let's get a toll-free phone number. Well, let's see if there's one with the word Azure in it. It's a long shot, but we'll see. No, nothing there. We'll just get any old Azure number. All right. $2 a month, we get a phone number, buy this number. Congratulations. We got a number. We got our own toll-free number. Let's set it up. And what this is saying is you've got a phone number. Let's wire it up to a URL. And it's saying when people call this phone number, what URL should they use to service the request? So I'm going to put our Azure URL in there. I'm going to save this. And I'll call in for a second first. And at the same time, what do we got here? 877-687-9365. Call. Let's see if this.
Thank you for calling Azure Conference Line number 6.
There we go. Everybody, pick up your phones. Call in. Go for it. Go ahead. I'm looking at you guys. It's right there. It's in your hand. Pick up your phone, call in. Hello, who's in my conference room? There you go, we got you. Who else we got? Someone's calling in from outside the event. They're watching the webcast. Very cool. We're in number 6. All right, I'm going to hang up now. There we go. We just did a conference call with everybody who called in. Very cool. So we built the app. So what's really cool is that you can imagine that you can sign up for Azure, and I just got access to Azure yesterday. Sign up for Azure, sign up for Twilio, and in less than 5 minutes, you can build a conferencing line that typically, you know, people spend tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars buying hardware that is conferencing. And now, in 5 minutes, a doer can build one him or herself. So I've got an idea, though. Actually, I forgot one thing. So I'm going to create another file here, which is I'm going to create a log. And what we're going to do is we are going to go to Twilio's REST API, and we're going to pull back the log of everybody who just called in to that phone number. So I'm going to include my credentials, which you don't get to see, because I have negative $1,800 in my Twilio account. Just don't tell anyone. We've got a REST helper, a little library. Oh, Zoom enhance. How's that? All right, so we got a API helper library for PHP that I'm including there. And let me make a variable here, which is the number that we just bought, which is +1 877-687-9365. Okay, so now I'm going to instantiate a new client. And what that credentials.php does is it creates two variables, account SID and auth token, which are my security for accessing the REST API. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a request to the API and get a list of these records. So it starts with a version string, which I actually also pre-coded there in a variable. Version string, accounts, and my account SID. This is just the URL of the REST API. And then calls, and I'm going to send, and this without any query string parameters, we're just giving back all of the calls ever made on my account, and I'm going to limit it to calls that were to the number. And actually, it pages in increments of 50, but I'm going to ask it for, I don't know, 500. Okay, so I'll just get us all of our people who call it in, probably. And I can put that in a variable response. And now we're going to iterate through the response. response XML, calls, call, as call. Let's start out here and just let's just echo. Call, and the variables on it, there's from, and there's to, and there's a bunch of other things, but from is what we're interested in. That's the person who called into that line. And we're going to say called in. Huzzah. And I'm just going to test this really quickly right here. So I'm going to just run PHP log. Okay, great. It works. So I'm going to say, I'm going to do one more thing, actually. So we've got this PHP file. It's listing out everything. But you know what? I forgot there was something I wanted to tell everyone who called into the conference line that I totally forgot to tell them. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the client, and I'm going to send a request to version accounts, account sid calls. But instead of doing a get request, which is the default, which is what I did previously, you do a post. And if you guys know REST, you know a post generally creates a resource. So I'm going to create a phone call. And I'm going to send it some parameters. From, and I can make it from our number. And to, I'm going to make it to the person who called. They called in before, it's the from number, now it's going to be the to number, because we're calling back. And what we do is we give it a URL. What URL with business logic or media should I play when the person answers? And wouldn't you know that I put an MP3 into this Azure distribution already? So I'm just going to copy that in. But it's I created a file called developers. Yeah, you know where I'm going with this, don't you? And because it's a static file, we're going to, instead of using HP post, which is the default, we're going to use HP get. And what this is going to do now is for every person, it's going to hit Twilio's API, and it's going to say, make a call from our toll-free number to that person. And the URL for what it should do when the person answers is to download this MP3 and play it back for the person. Sound good? All right, I'm not going to test it because it actually runs. So I'm just going to do a git add log.php, git commit-m, and git push Azure master. Let's see if I didn't fat finger that one. I kind of think I did. Oh, no, I didn't. All right, great. Going up, going up, going up, going up, and the deployment is done. So now all I do here is I'm going to go to log.php, and I apologize in advance. Your phone number will be up here, but it won't know who you, nobody knows who you are. And it's going to do that. If I didn't mess anything up in the code, oh, there we go. Phones are ringing. Who wants to speakerphone it? Who wants to tell us what it is? Oh, no. Oh, wow. The demo gods. Well, we can let's there it is. Let's see if that quota exceeded. Oh. Therein lies the problem, apparently. All right, well, there you have it. All right, so there we go. the joys of live coding. Right, we did some doing. We saw some of the crazy powerful stuff you can do. Before we move on, anybody want to do a quick raffle? We got a bunch of jam boxes. Well, not a bunch. We got one to give away. I think there's a bunch for other stuff, but they told me I could give away one. So what we have here is another app that actually one of our developer evangelists built, which is very cool. And what it is a raffle app. So get out your phone, as long as it's not ringing from the previous demo. And what we do is we've got this raffle page. Text into this phone number. What is up, yo? Hi there, person with 4729. I won. Pretty presumptive there. All right, we'll give it another 10 seconds. Let's keep going. Text in. Do I have to scroll? Is that? Oh, this app is not auto-scrolling, apparently. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, my God. Holy moly. Someone says, jambox me. Oh, my God. Buenos dias. Thank you very much. Buenos ding-dong-diddly-dias. Okay. There we go. All right, we got a lot here. I am going to go. I think it was. All right, here's what we're going to do. We are going to pick a winner. Are you ready? Picking a winner. See it at the bottom there? It says picking a winner. And we have a winner. All right. All right, one more thing. We also want to point out we do have now Microsoft Azure and Twilio are running a joint developer contest for the next 3 weeks. For the best application written that uses Twilio and Azure. So it starts today. It is over on July 1st. You can learn more about it at twilio.com/contests. And the first prize winner gets 12 months of free Azure. There's a few like definitions of what that means. But really awesome package worth a ton in Azure usage for 12 months. And a bunch of Twilio credit as well to build apps that make calls and send and receive text messages. So it's open for the next 3 weeks. Build some awesome stuff. We cannot wait to see what you build. All right, so with that, I am done. My hijinks are over.